The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works.
Now is the time to be kind. The thing about stress and struggle is that it hardens us. It makes us turn inward. With more than expected on our plate, we have less time, less patience, less sympathy for others. We're dealing with our own problems, trying to keep those closest to us safe, just trying to get through it ourselves. While this makes sense from a self-preservation standpoint, it's also a bit self-defeating, because the more we focus on our own problems, the larger they become. The more we think about ourselves, the more pain and anger and despair we can feel. So one of the things you can do today is think about how you can be of use, how you can be of service. Imagine James Stockdale in that prison camp in Vietnam, that real-world laboratory of Epictetus, as he called it. And what was he trying to do there to distract himself from the pain and the worry? He was thinking about his men. He was trying to help. He united them in common cause together. U.S., he liked to say, unity over self. That's what a Stoic does. That's what you need to do. Mow your neighbor's lawn. Call your elderly grandfather. Donate some money. Cheer your kids up. Pick up some trash you see in the park. Respond kindly to that person being negative or partisan on social media. Wherever there is a person, Seneca said, there is an opportunity for kindness. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, there is an opportunity to do good, to help others. And it just so happens that that is also a wonderful way to help yourself, especially right now.
A cure for the self. A person who has practiced philosophy as a cure for the self becomes great of soul, filled with confidence, invincible, and greater as you draw near. This is Seneca's Moral Letters, 111. From today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by Ryan Holiday, translated by the wonderful Steve Hanselman. You can get this anywhere books are sold. There's an audio version, ebook version, physical version. There's even a special premium leather-bound edition, the Daily Stoic store, which you can check out at store.dailystoic.com. What is a cure for the self? Perhaps Seneca means that through nature and nurture, we develop a unique set of characteristics, some positive, some negative. When those negative characteristics begin to have consequences in our lives, some of us turn to therapy, psychoanalysis, or the help of a support group
The point? To cure certain selfish, destructive parts of ourselves. But of all the avenues for curing our negative characteristics, philosophy has existed the longest and helped the most people. It is concerned not just with mitigating the effects of mental illness or neuroses, but it is designed to encourage human flourishing. It's designed to help you live the good life. Don't you deserve to flourish? Wouldn't you like to be great of soul, filled with confidence and invincible to external events? Wouldn't you like to be the proverbial onion packed with layers of greatness? Well, then practice philosophy. That's something Seneca says. He says, what does philosophy offer? He says, philosophy offers counsel. Marcus Aurelius repeatedly compares philosophy to medicine. It's like an ointment. It reduces pain and suffering. That's what this philosophy is there for. As we said a bunch of times, go to therapy, seek medical help, go to recovery groups, be religious too. Stoicism is not mutually exclusive with anything. But all these things are designed to do what Seneca is talking about, which is the cure for the self. The more you work on yourself, the more you address the problems, the issues, the childhood wounds that you have, the better you'll be at whatever it is that you're doing. Last year, I've worked on so many issues, issues with my parents, issues with my childhood, issues with, you know, compulsions or, you know, I've really found that anxiety was more of a pronounced force in my life than I wanted it to be. And so I dealt with it and I'm still dealing with it, trying to cure myself. I'm trying to get better every single day as you're trying to do. That's what we are doing here, trying to get better. That's the problem with ego or delusion. If you think you're perfect, there's nothing you're going to work on. There's no way you're going to get better. If you think you're an irredeemable piece of crap, probably not going to get any better either. But the point is, you're good, but you can be better. And if you dealt with this, if you faced that, if you explored this, if you opened up about that, what could you be capable of? How much greater could you be? Who could you be there for? What could you be capable of doing? So the cure for the self, it's not that you're broken, it's not that you're diseased, but we all have issues. And in having the courage and the discipline and the counsel of philosophy to guide us, we can make real progress at that. And that's when I look at who I was when I first picked up Marcus Aurelius at 19, I've cured a lot of things. I wouldn't say they're all in remission. I wouldn't say they're all perfectly gone, but I'm in remission on a lot of them, and now I'm turning to additional things too. So that's what we're doing here. I hope you're making that progress. Hope you're not afraid to ask for help. Hope you're not afraid to look in the mirror, because it gets better when you do. Talk soon. Hey, it's Ryan. There's just a couple more days to sign up for the Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge. It closes here on Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. It's not only our biggest, but it is our best course that we've done. This is the first time we're running it. It's got all sorts of moving pieces that our previous courses haven't had, including these weekly deep dives with a two-star general in the Air Force, a GM of a sports dynasty, real leaders in real positions whose experiences I can't wait to share with you. I'm excited to talk to them. I'm excited for you to talk to them. This is going to be a great course. The Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Leaders, is open now. It closes Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. So do not miss it. The course begins on Sunday, August 1st. I'm really excited. Can't wait to have you. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/leadership challenge. And remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this course and all the courses for free. So if you were thinking about signing up for Daily Stoic Life, this is your chance to basically get all the value. Sign up dailystoic.com/leadership challenge or, of course, dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story, and Guy is an incredible
interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.